Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
We're live in Studio A with Earl Klue. Welcome.
Oh, thank you.
It's so nice to have you here. And he performs two nights this weekend. Just got off the airplane, right? And
yeah,
headed straight over here?
Just a couple hours ago. Yeah, we're straight off the bus.
Well, it's so nice to have you. He'll perform tomorrow night and Saturday night. It's at the Southern Theater with the Columbus Jazz Orchestra. I believe they'll do the first set, and then Earl will come out and do the second set with them each night.
Yes, yes.
So we'll see what's going on with your travels and over the last three decades and find a little history out about you.
Okay, okay.
What's this first one you're going to start us off with?
Well, I'm going to do one of my compositions, one of my earlier ones. It's called Living Inside Your Love.
Beautiful. Earl Klue live from Studio A with Living Inside Your Love. And he'll perform tomorrow night and Saturday night at the Southern Theater along with Columbus Jazz Orchestra. That's two sets. First Columbus Jazz Orchestra, and then Earl will join them for the second set. And showtime is at 8 o'clock. The latest release, The Spice of Life, got a Grammy nod, and you've had plenty of those throughout the years. And you're celebrating, this is the 30th anniversary of the one Grammy with Bob.
Yes, it is. Yes.
So are you guys doing anything to celebrate this, or do you together on anniversaries and things like that?
Well, you know what we've been doing? We've been doing a few concerts around the country. We recently just played for a week, back in August, at the Blue Note in New York, you know. And we're going to continue that. I think early in January, we're going to play the Blue Note in Tokyo as well for a week. And we're going on from Tokyo, and we're doing some more dates around Japan. And Bob really enjoys traveling, but sometimes you have to kind of squeeze him to get him out on the road. You know, once he gets going, it's a good thing. You know,
a little push.
Yeah, little push. Yeah, he's enjoying it, so we're having a little fun. Yeah.
Now, when you won the Grammy, 1979 was the year. Were you guys at the Grammys that year?
No. I was in the middle of working on a record because, you know, like when the Grammy nominations happen, it's you really don't know. So I had my time. I was on the West Coast at the time working on an album. And Bob was he was working on a project as well. So but I mean, he had no excuse because he was in New York. He could have gone. But I think he thought he would jinx it.
He needed you to push him again, right?
Yeah, no. Exactly.
So could you give us a little history about where you started getting captivated by the guitar? I've read some Chet Atkins stories and
yes.
Seeing him on television. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, yeah. You know, Chet was probably my first, he was my first guitar hero. You know, I always liked the guitar. I always saw myself playing the guitar. My mom had purchased a piano for myself and my brother in the hopes that one of us or both of us would play. And I kept telling her, I don't want a piano. I want a guitar, you know. But she had bought the piano, so I took lessons for 5 years. She says, if you're still interested after all this time, then I'll get you a guitar. I was like, thank goodness, you know, so I can get on to business here. You know? But I have to say, though, you know, for any young kids who are listening or parents or anything, piano is a great instrument to learn how to play, and quite honestly, you know, I write a lot of my music on the piano because I continued, you know, working on the piano throughout my career, and it became very valuable because I actually did a lot of my songwriting and arranging from the piano.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of kid about that. But the first time I saw Chet Atkins on television, he was the first person I had ever heard play the guitar who wasn't also singing. So that was like a major thing. I'm like, look at this guy. He doesn't have to sing. He's playing all the parts, you know. So that was that's what really I was. After that, I was hooked.
And talk a little bit about your main method of learning the guitar.
Oh, yeah, that was a little different back in the '60s. You know, now you have videos. You actually have you can watch everybody from George Benson, Eric Clapton on videos. You know, we didn't have that. And there wasn't a lot of sheet music for classical guitar playing, you know, which I was interested in when I was a boy. So what I would do, I would buy records of like all of Chet's records and Barney Kessel and Kenny Burrell and anybody that you can imagine. And I just had a little Silvertone record player, and I'd put the needle on. And I'd listen to a couple of bars, and I'd snatch it off, and I'm like, okay, he's right about here, and I hear this note and this note. And I would do that for hours on end. Took me about 4 or 5 years before it really started coming together, because that's almost as primitive as, what's the thing, it's so easy a caveman can do it. You have to just move the needle, you know. But it worked, you know. The thing about it is I was able to, without knowing it, I was giving myself ear training, you uh-huh. know. So once I started learning, you know, whenever I heard anything, I knew all the relative pitches. So I, you know, if I heard a song on the radio, I got to the point where, you know, okay, it's a regular pop tune. It's going from this chord to this chord. I didn't even need the instrument, you know. So
yeah, making so that ear stronger.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
in a certain way. So you mentioned your mother buying the piano. How were you when she bought the piano? And then was it 5 years later before you got the guitar?
Yes, yes.
So you did have to commit to that.
I had to commit to it. Yeah, she wasn't about to get rid of that piano. You know, even though my brother didn't want any part of it. I, you know, when I look back on it, I said, well, I sure am glad I didn't disappoint my mother entirely.
So you were, well, but tell us what age you were. Whoops.
When I started playing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I would, the piano was in the house, so I would kind of wander up and try and play along, you know, as much as a little, you know, 3-4-year-old kid can do, right. You know, but I always loved music, you know, and I think a lot of it is my parents had good taste in music, and it was varied. My dad listened to a lot of jazz. My mother was born in Natchez, Mississippi, so I heard a lot of Patsy Cline, a lot of that type of stuff too, you know. And, of course, everything that was going on the radio, you know, back in those years.
Right, and growing up in Detroit, we'll ask about those years too. After, will you play this, another song for us
right
now?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Another beautiful one live from Studio A today. It's Earl Klugh, and he'll perform tomorrow night and Saturday night at the Southern Theater at, or the Jazz Orchestra, Columbus Jazz Orchestra will perform at 8 o'clock, and they'll play two sets, and then Earl will join them for the second set. And on acoustic guitar today and always, right? No,
yes,
electric.
Yes. No.
No electric going on for you ever. What guitars do you mainly use?
Oh, I tell you, this guitar is made by a really good friend of mine out of Nashville, a guy named Paul McGill. He's a really fine builder, and he has a really secure reputation now. You know, when I first started playing his guitars about 20 years ago, he was barely known, and now I can hardly get one from him. You know, so that's a good thing for him.
Yeah, you're on the waiting list. That's not good. No. I bet you're front of the line there. So talk about the Welcome to Rio contest that I saw that was on your
that,
website. What was that all about?
Well, it was an idea. I had a song on my latest record, "Morning in Rio," and so really, you know, I can't really take credit for the idea of the contest. You know, I have several people working with me who try to come up with all kind of fascinating and interesting ideas. You know, I don't have any of those. I'm not creative in that way, but this was an opportunity to. You know, they'd write in and give me your favorite "Morning in Rio," real or imagined, you know. And I was quite surprised. There were just hundreds of people, really, you know, who, you know, they wrote these elaborate letters. And I'm like, oh, this is too much work. I got to read all these letters. And, but it was great. It was really cool. Some people, you know, had really spent time in Rio and knew the terrain, and other people, their imagined stories were even great. You know, I'm like, man, there's a lot of creative minds out there, you know, in different ways. It was a lot of fun, and something that I've never done anything quite like that. So it was fun getting all the replies.
Nice. And so it's The Spice of Life is the latest. And again, congratulations on all the Grammy nods and celebrating the 30th anniversary of the Grammy with Bob James, called One on One from 1979. And The Spice of Life, this is the first full ensemble in the last 9 years or so.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's been a little while. Yeah, yeah. But, you know, it happens to everybody, I guess, in their careers. You know, I did like 29 records in like 30 years, and I just you just need a little breather, you know.
Need a little break there.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, do you do the Weekend of Jazz each spring in Colorado?
We've been doing that now. I think, gosh, I can't remember how many, 7, 8, somewhere in there. But yeah, it's a lot of fun, and we've had like so many great artists. Bob has come and played, Patty Austin, Chuck Mangione, R&B sensation Kim. We have Al Jarreau coming this year. You know, it's just a load of just really great players. You know, Joe Sample, everybody. We're almost at the point now where we're going to have to start repeating people. I try to not do that so much, you know, except for myself. I play every year.
That's a rule.
Yes.
Now, is it a weekend thing?
Yes, it's a weekend. We've kind of extended it because we have we do it at the Broadmoor, and they have a beautiful mountain lodge. And I mean, it's really kind of wild up there because you're really in nature. You know, you never know if you're going to see a bear or a leopard or something. It's like, it's kind of different, you know. But they have this beautiful mountain lodge, and we have a small show Thursday night, and then we have the Friday and Saturday shows, and there's a lot of things going on during the day, and that's really grown, and it's something I really look forward to every year.
And people can find out information on your website about
that.
Yes,
absolutely.
MetEarlClue.com.
Yes.
And we just are so thrilled that you're here today. And thank you so much for playing for us these few songs and chatting with us today.
Oh, thank you.
It's been a pleasure. And again, he'll perform this weekend, Friday and Saturday, at the Southern Theater with the Columbus Jazz Orchestra.
Yes.
And that's at 8 o'clock for two sets. And Earl will be joining them on the second set. So
yes.
Thanks again. And hopefully you'll take us out with one more.
Oh, yes, absolutely.